Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I hadn't been in an airplane until I was a young adult, and then I've flown a fair amount in my life. I'm not a regular flyer or a frequent flyer. I don't fly for business in general. I did fly more pre-Mike Grimm did a couple of years of Golden Gopher men's hoops on the radio. Dave Lee was doing home games, I was doing road games, and so I would fly charters with the Gophers. And that was kind of a cool experience because you'd go out to the Signature Aviation Terminal and park in that little lot and go into that kind of nice little waiting room at Signature, and then you'd walk out to the jet. And it was typically, one of those CRJ. It wasn't a private jet. It was a regular aircraft. Something from Delta Connection, I think we'd usually fly to these Big Ten cities, whether it was Iowa City or Bloomington or Columbus or whatever, or State College, and we'd fly that way. So that's really the only time I've ever flown a charter like that. And then when my daughter was in college down in Arizona, flew down there a lot to Phoenix, sometimes direct into Tucson, but it was usually cheaper to fly to Phoenix and then rent and make the 90-minute drive down I-10 to Tucson. And the traffic flow is about 95 miles an hour on I-10 anyway, so it's a pretty quick trip. So I have flown. And anybody knows it can be a tough experience. Some flights better than others. Some experiences at the airport better than others. And the current Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, rolled out, and this goes back to last Wednesday, unveiled a campaign aimed at bringing more civility to air travel, urging Americans to dress with respect and remember simple courtesies like saying please and thank you to flight attendants. Now, travel experts in the CBS News story say they are skeptical it'll make much a difference. But I think he has a point here. And I know there's people that want to be critical, and it becomes polarizing. Oh, Duffy's saying it can't be right, or 100%. But I think there is something in all of this. And if you travel by air or by bus or stand in line at Costco for the samples, there is something to all of this. And even its behavior on the roadways, or standing in any line somewhere. And this is what Duffy encouraged Air Travels to ask themselves. And then there are five questions to ensure civility. And I don't, and once again, in my opinion, don't think this is far off the mark. Are you helping a pregnant woman or the elderly putting their bags in the overhead bin? Now that I think of it, I don't know about pregnant women, but older folks, I've done that. I try to be a helpful fellow traveler. I've done that. I think it's a good thing. Are you dressing with respect? Well, here's the thing. You know, clean clothes are a start. No pajamas are a start. I think shorts are fine. Some sort of shirt is good. Keeping your shoes on, and if you take your shoes off during a flight, have socks on.
Socks are good.
Socks are good. But I think clean, respectful clothing isn't too much. You remember these old signs outside of convenience stores? You don't see them much anymore. No shirt, no shoes, no service. Well, the assumption in that is that you're going to be wearing some sort of shorts or pants. So, but I mean, you remember the old sign, no yes, shirt, yeah. No shoes, no service. You can't come in here without shoes or a shirt. So I've never been on a flight where there have been guys roaming around with their shirt off, but I've seen plenty of people walking around in the airplane or sitting in their seat and putting their dirty feet
yes.
up on the armrest. And it pokes through, and I look to my right or to left, and I see someone's bare foot. Sorry, that ain't cool.
No, there's got to be some sort of respect. Like you have to read the room. You have to know that it's not just about you. You have to have the common courtesy that
absolutely.
Would you want somebody to do that to you? No.
No.
Then don't do it to anybody else.
Bare feet up on the armrest. I just think it's gross to have your bare feet on the carpet, or I've seen people in bare feet walk back to the restroom.
Oh, and it's like, no.
Yeah, seriously. So I think he's on to something here. And once again, I know it's a politically charged, but I think some of these ideas are good. Are you keeping control of your children and helping them through the airport? And you can subtract. You can take away airport and put store, grocery store, any other public place. Are you keeping control of your children and helping them through and managing them? I think that's reasonable. Here's another one.
But don't most parents try and control their kids, though?
I don't know.
I mean, I
don't know.
I
think in certain situations, they cut them loose.
What?
Costco is a great example. And I'm a member, mm-hmm. and I like to go to Costco. But samples, it's a free-for-all. These sample lines and the kids running all over and darting in and out and the rude people cutting in line and taking more than one. What I think Duffy is saying here could be translated far beyond flying airports, airplanes, and could be trans. I think some of this stuff is fair. And I know he got ripped, and it's kind of, you know, someone said, well, what does he expect, you know, to be like the old days when, you know, people got all dressed up and wore a coat and nobody's saying that. And I don't think he said that.
You got to wear your Sunday best to fly.
Yeah. You know, it's not like, you know, the people, the cast to Mad Men, you know, showing up, you know, in their, you know, 60s business
their
attire.
Fedoras and, yeah.
Yeah, the great suits and designer dresses. No one's saying that. And this is kind of where I want to at least defend the concept a bit. And then finally, are you saying please and thank you in general? You know, can't that translate a little bit more? far beyond jet travel. Now, is it going to matter? People are going to be rude. People are going to cut in line. People are going to be jerks. But I think what he's bringing up here is fair. And I want to get your opinion on this. And it goes beyond air travel. It goes beyond the airport. I think it's in all public spaces. All of these are good ideas. Is it okay to not take advantage of, here's another one I'll add to the list, when you're at the store in a public place, whatever that is, to take advantage of the wheelchair accessible parking, the handicap accessible parking. That maybe once upon a time you did get a note from the doctor and you got the placard. But do you really need to use that? Or did you get it because it's convenient and it's close to the door? It's stuff like that where I think as a society, and I think what he's bringing up, and once again, he's a lightning rod figure in this administration. But I don't think some of these ideas are bad.
I don't think they are either, Steve. I think the problem, honestly, is the message is great. The messenger is where the problem's at. I mean, if we want to cut right to the chase, it's the messenger. It's like, how can you work for this administration and what this administration represents? Well, and you're asking for civility. I think that's where where people roll their eyes. And I don't want to make it political either, but I think that's where people are rolling their eyes. If the message came from somebody else that wasn't a member of the administration, I feel like we could look at it and be like, you know what? Yeah, you're onto something there, because a lot of those are very simple changes in our attitudes.
Well, and I think it kind of gets back to the story out of headlines. And some of the commentaries, whether it's in jest or serious, in the annual turkey pardoning ceremony. You know, and folks can read the quotes and or see the video for themselves. And, you know, some will say, well, you got to take it tongue-in-cheek, and they're just jokes, and so on and so forth. But, you know, without getting too far into that, I do think, though, and you're right, sometimes it is a messenger and the message gets lost, but I still think overall this is a good message. There are times where I'm out in public and it's like you literally are going through Cub Foods and you clearly rolled out of bed. You are wearing slippers, pajamas, And there's drool marks on whatever that top is you're wearing. I mean, really? You're coming to the grocery store like that? I don't know. Now
I feel seen, because that's how I go shopping.
Well, but here's the thing.
I'll roll my ass now, out of bed. I'm wearing, just go.
I will admit, on Saturday and Sunday, I may not shave all weekend. And by Sunday night, I got a pretty good, I mean, this isn't a 5 o'clock shadow. This is like a 2 a.m. shadow.
Is this one of those that Punxsutawney Phil's going to see the shadow and then decide whether or not we've got our winter?
I mean, I'm heading toward Grizzly Adams territory.
Yes, come join me. Come join me. Yes, it's a good place to be.
And there is time when I'm doing chores, I'll go to the hardware store.
Yeah.
And I may have dirty clothes on because I've been out in the yard, but that's the hardware store. So what I'm thinking is there's something here of value, and it's too bad that this message is being lost, because I think when it comes to air travel and the Ruby, we've all seen the videos, we've all heard the horror stories of people who are just out of hand. And think about it. Hundreds of people potentially on a bigger jet, in this tube, not everybody's super comfortable. It's kind of a tough experience to begin with. A little civility, you know, I'm just saying, you know, some sort of proper leg covering, shoes Socks would be great. No bare feet.
So you're not asking for much, though, no. Steve, when you're asking.
And then just some common courtesy. It seems reasonable to me.
It absolutely is at the end of the day, but we're in this society where, I mean, what do you get? I mean, can you get, maybe you need to get penalized. Maybe you need to get fined and suspended if somebody comes by and they're like, you know what? Every time you have your feet up, that's $15, $20. That's $20. Maybe that's something you need to write into it. Hey, you are not allowed to put your bare feet on people's armrest. Maybe that's something you need to write into the ticket.
Here's what I'd like to see. And one of the great scenes in movie history, in my opinion, is when the floor walker at the work camp in Cool Hand Luke kind of explains the rule. This is when Luke gets to the work camp and smoking after lights out, you're in the box, you know, and he runs down the list of all the violations that puts you in the box.
Yep.
And eventually Luke, in Cool Hand Luke, ends up in the box. It looks incredibly I would rather have the flight attendants, instead of explaining how the seatbelts work and life vest and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'd rather have someone like that guy from Cool Hand Luke coming on. Bare feet up on the armrest, you're in the box. You know, I mean, seriously. And that has happened more than once where it's just kind of like, get your dirty feet out of my space.
I couldn't even imagine being I could not imagine being that person that would do that. Like, what in your right mind would make you think that that's a good idea? You know what? I'm going to endear myself to everybody around me for the next, 7.5 hours, and I'm going to take off my shoes, and I'm going to take off my socks. I'm going to put my stinky feet right up near the person in front of me, and you're just going to have to deal with it because it's my right. I bought a ticket. It's being a jerk.
It happened one time in a flight when I was with my wife, and it happened to her. She was by the window. I was on the aisle, and she pretended she didn't see and kind of dropped the elbow. I'm not saying it's a top rope elbow, but it was pretty close.
Oh, that's a good move.
It's not top rope elbow.
Yeah.
But she dropped the elbow on top of that foot. That foot never came back. It's pretty good.
You know what, though? That is her space. If it's her armrest and somebody... Oh, that is a great thing, because you're not actually, like, touching their foot. And you don't have to confront... You're just, like, you're putting it down. Oh, I love that move.
Yeah, she pretended she didn't see it and just kind of dropped the elbow on the foot. Yeah, pretty
good.
Kudos,
Mrs. Steve. I like that. Oh, I'm banking that.
651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is the Lake Show here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is a late show, Stephen, for Henry tonight. You normally hear me on Saturdays. I'm back in tomorrow night. Kind of reunion night. A lot of cities and towns across the state. Folks home for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. Big gathering.
And I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I don't have
downtown Anoka, big time reunion. You're always in Anoka on the night before Thanksgiving. Gonna bump into somebody, you know. But I'll be here. I will be behaving myself.
Good. No libations. No libations for Stevie T.
Now. What Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy brought up on the 21st, and, you know, there's people that have been critical and so on and so forth. But in response to Duffy's social media post, some users chimed in with their own ideas, and this would make air travel better. And
okay.
This is probably going to be a tougher sell. Widening cramped economy seats, making security checkpoints friendlier for travelers. I think the whole experience is just really pretty unpleasant. You know, you get to the airport and security and you're waiting, and then you get in this aluminum tube, and there's a lot of people may not admit it. They're afraid of flying.
Yeah, it's a very assembly line type of, of setting.
And it's just kind of like, I think a lot of people, I know air travel is still very, very safe, but I'm one of those travelers that kind of say, I hope everything goes all right. Takeoff's a big deal. Landing's a big deal. You know, it's just kind of like there's a sense of relief when it's all over and you get to leave.
Yeah.
I get that. So it isn't ideal, and I think people are on edge as a result. And I think that is another one. That part of this is Duffy laid out, you know, people dressing a little bit better, helping their fellow travelers, being more polite, all fine ideas. I totally agree with that. But I also think that the airlines have a place. And I think there are more room. It seems the seats get smaller and smaller, or I'm getting bigger and bigger. So it could be kind of a combination of the – but – for the most part, it can be very unpleasant. And I think the airlines could do more. And I think fellow travelers, you know, skirting the rules, the gigantic backpacks. Is this really a carry-on? I mean, what do you have, a month's supply of food in that bag? What is going on here?
I mean, we are at the point where if a lot of the if people can figure out how to take these shortcuts, they're going to do whatever they can to make it
save
more,
a buck.
To save a buck and to make it more convenient for them, because some people don't want to pack because you don't want to wait at the
You don't want to check a bag. I get that.
Yeah, don't want to have to wait when you get off. So you can just, you know, get off the plane and you can just go. So people are always going to try and find a way to make it better for them, even though better for them doesn't necessarily mean better for everybody else.
Yeah, and, you know, there's all these things that are annoying with air travel, too. And I think another one is, you know, you have an assigned seat and someone, you know, stuffing all the stuff in the overhead bins. And it's kind of like, hey, wait a minute, where am I supposed to put my stuff? My stuff's supposed to go, well, you know, too bad I got here first. You know, there's all of that. And I think some of that blame can be put on airlines because there's fees for everything. Economy, you got to pay for everything. And it's expensive.
And you honestly do you think the flight attendants as well are going to want to go and say, excuse me, sir, you have to move your baggage. You can only have one there. You got to make room for somebody. Right. They're not going to care.
Well, and here's the thing. Think of how tough that job is.
Oh, brutal.
And it is a tough job. And you're dealing with people that, as you say, are skirting the rules, are rude, can be extremely rude, agitated. Once again, there's a fear factor in all this. You know, some people are uncomfortable being on a plane. It can be scary for infrequent or even frequent flyers. So it's just kind of this witch's brew that is kind of hard to make better. I think a big chunk of it, and I agree with this article that pointed it out, chunk of this is on the airlines. You can't put it all on the passengers. And everybody's got to have a smile on their face and dress real nice and be polite to everybody and say please and thank you. That's a part of the equation. But some on the airlines and some on the whole experience of flying. And there's drool marks on whatever that top is you're wearing. I mean, really? You're coming to the grocery store like that. I don't know. Now
I feel seen, because that's how I go shopping.
Well, but here's the thing:
I'll roll my ass out of bed. I'm wearing, just go.
I will admit, on Saturday and Sunday, I may not shave all weekend, and by Sunday night, I got a pretty good. I mean, this isn't a 5 o'clock shadow. This is like a 2 a.m. shadow.
Is this one of those that Punxsutawney Phil's going to see the shadow and then decide whether or not we've got our winter?
I mean, I'm heading toward Grizzly Adams territory.
Yes, come join me. Yes, it's a good place to be.
And there is time when I'm doing chores, I'll go to the hardware store, and I may have dirty clothes on because I've been out in the yard, but that's the hardware store. So what I'm thinking is there's something here of value, and it's too bad that this message is being lost, because I think when it comes to air travel and the Ruby, we've all seen the videos, we've all heard the horror stories of people who are just out of hand. And think about it, hundreds of people potentially on a bigger jet, in this tube, not everybody's super comfortable. It's kind of a tough experience to begin with. A little civility. You know, I'm just saying, you know, some sort of proper leg covering, shoes, socks would be great. No bare feet.
So you're not asking for much, though,
no.
Steve, when you're asking.
And then just some common courtesy. Seems reasonable to me.
It absolutely is at the end of the day, but we're in this society where, I mean, what do you get? I mean, can you get, maybe you need to get penalized. Maybe, you know, maybe you need to get fined and suspended if you, if somebody comes by and they're like, you know what? Every time you have your feet up, that's $15, $20. That's $20. Maybe that's something you need to write into it. Hey, you are not allowed to put your bare feet on people's armrest. Maybe that's something you need to write into the ticket.
Here's what I'd like to see. And one of the great scenes in movie history, in my opinion, is when the floor walker at the work camp in Cool Hand Luke kind of explains the rule. This is when Luke gets to the work camp. And smoking after lights out, you're in the box. You know, and he runs down the list of all the violations that puts you in the box.
Yep.
And eventually Luke, in Cool Hand Luke, ends up in the box. It looks incredibly I would rather have the flight attendants, instead of explaining how the seatbelts work and life vest and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'd rather have someone like that guy from Cool Hand Luke coming on. Bare feet up on the armrest, you're in the box. You know, I mean, seriously. And that has happened more than once where it's just kind of like, get your dirty feet out of my space.
I couldn't even imagine being I could not imagine being that person that would do that. Like, what in your right mind would make you think that that's a good idea? You know what? I'm going to endear myself to everybody around me for the next, you know, 7.5 hours, and I'm going to take off my shoes, and I'm going to take off my socks. I'm going to put my stinky feet right up near the person in front of me, and you're just going to have to deal with it because it's my right. I bought a ticket. It's being a jerk.
It happened one time in a flight when I was with my wife, and it happened to her. She was by the window. I was on the aisle, and she pretended she didn't see and kind of dropped the elbow. I'm not saying it's a top rope elbow, you know, but it was pretty close.
Oh, that's a good move. A good move.
It's not top rope elbow.
Yeah.
But she dropped the elbow on top of that foot. That foot never came back. It's pretty good.
You know what, though? That is her space. If it's her armrest and somebody... Oh, that is a great thing, because you're not actually, like, touching their foot. And you don't have to confront... You're just, like, you're putting it down. Oh, I love that move.
Yeah, she pretended she didn't see it and just kind of dropped the elbow on the foot. Yeah, pretty
good.
Kudos,
Mrs. Steve. I like that. Oh, I'm banking that.
651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It is the Lake Show here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is the Lake Show. Steve in for Henry tonight. You normally hear me on Saturdays. I'm back in tomorrow night. Kind of reunion night. A lot of cities and towns across the state, folks home for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, baby, let's go.
Yeah, big gathering.
God, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I don't have. I don't have
downtown Anoka. Big time reunion. You're always in Anoka on the night before Thanksgiving. You're gonna bump into somebody, you know. But I'll be here. I will be behaving myself.
Good. No libations. No libations for Stevie T.
Now, what Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy brought up on the 21st, and, you know, there's people that have been critical and so on and so forth. But in response to Duffy's social media post, some users chimed in with their own ideas, and this would make air travel better. And
okay.
This is probably going to be a tougher sell. Widening cramped economy seats, making security checkpoints friendlier for travelers. I think the whole experience is just really pretty unpleasant. You know, you get to the airport and security, and you're waiting, and then you get in this aluminum tube, and there's a lot of people may not admit it. They're afraid of flying.
Yeah, it's a very assembly line type of of setting.
And it's just kind of like, I think a lot of people, I know air travel is still very, very safe. But I'm one of those travelers that kind of say, I hope everything goes all right. Takeoff's a big deal. Landing's a big deal. You know, it's just kind of like there's a sense of relief when it's all over and you get to leave. Yeah. I get that. So it isn't ideal, and I think people are on edge as a result. And I think that is another one. That part of this is Duffy laid out, you know, people dressing a little bit better, helping their fellow travelers, being more polite, all fine ideas. I totally agree with that. But I also think that the airlines have a place. And I think there are more room. It seems the seats get smaller and smaller, or I'm getting bigger and bigger. So it could be kind of a combination of the... But for the most part, it can be very unpleasant. And I think the airlines could do more. And I think fellow travelers, you know, skirting the rules... The gigantic backpacks. Is this really a carry-on? I mean, what do you have? A month's supply of food in that bag? What is going on here?
We are at the point where if people can figure out how to take these shortcuts, they're going to do whatever they can to make
to
it
save
more,
a buck.
To save a buck and to make it more convenient for them, because some people don't want to pack because you don't want to wait at the.
Yeah, you don't want to check a bag. I get that.
Yeah, don't want to have to wait when you get off. So you can just, you know, get off the plane and you can just go. So hey, people are always going to try and find a way to make it better for them, even though better for them doesn't necessarily mean better for everybody else.
Yeah, and, you know, there's all these things that are annoying with air travel, too. And I think another one is, you know, you have an assigned seat and... someone, you know, stuffing all this stuff in the overhead bins, and it's kind of like, hey, wait a minute, where am I supposed to put my stuff? My stuff's supposed to go, well, you know, too bad I got here first. You know, there's all of that. And I think some of that blame can be put on airlines because there's fees for everything, economy, you got to pay for everything. And it's expensive.
And you honestly do you think the flight attendants as well are going to want to go and say, excuse me, sir, you have to move your baggage. You can only have one there. You got to make room for somebody. Right. They're not going to care.
Well, and here's the thing. Think of how tough that job is.
Oh, brutal.
And it is a tough job. And you're dealing with people that, as you say, are skirting the rules, are rude, can be extremely rude, agitated. Once again, there's a fear factor in all this. You know, some people are uncomfortable being on a plane. It can be scary for infrequent or even frequent flyers. So it's just kind of this witch's brew that is kind of hard to make better. I think a big chunk of it, and I agree with this article that pointed it out, chunk of this is on the airlines. You can't put it all on the passengers. And everybody's got to have a smile on their face and dress real nice and be polite to everybody and say please and thank you. That's a part of the equation. But some on the airlines and some on the whole experience of flying. 8:31, quick break. We're going to come back. Talk a little holiday movie. I loved Wicked when it came out. And now the sequel is out. Chris Tubbs has been there with his family. We'll get a review. I'm still planning to go no matter what, because a review or two I read said it's not as good as the original, but we'll get Chris on that. Talk holiday movies in a moment here on News Talk, 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So there it is, Wicked. The sequel, Wicked for Good, is in theaters. Loved the film a year ago, Wicked. I just thought it was terrific. Great story. I think everybody's familiar with Wicked and the whole Wizard of Oz theme, etc. I went. My daughter wanted to go. I was kind of like, yeah, I'll go. I like the movies. Especially you give me the big popcorn with that movie theater butter. I use in air quotes. The movie theater butter.
Oh, that's the best. And then,
you know, the large soda. You know, so there's no calories in any of that.
No. No calories.
So I'm good. I love the movies. And so I went, loved it, and was kind of like, hey, I can hardly wait for the sequel. Then, you know, the reviews start to trickle out, and some of the critics are like, eh. You went with your daughter, family, night at the movies. Wicked for Good, your thoughts.
I will say I didn't think it was as good as the first.
Yeah,
but it's so hard, Steve, for a sequel to surpass the original.
Yeah,
especially when the original, or the first installment is just so critically acclaimed. It's so hard when you set such a high standard. I will say my daughter, she loved it, and as long as she loved it and she enjoyed it and it was worth the time. Because she had been looking forward to this for a year. Like, and as soon as it came out, you're just like, okay, got to get tickets opening night. We got tickets opening night. That's why I wasn't here on Friday.
Yeah.
So we went, and she came out of it feeling great. And I'm like, as long as she likes it, then that is the most important. The music, again, I think the music, everything in the first one I felt was better. There wasn't as much about the story of Glinda and Elphaba as there was in the first one. But at the end, I thought the way that they portrayed the end with Glinda and Elphaba. And let me say this, Jeff Goldblum, fantastic, absolutely fantastic as the wizard. Jeff Goldblum might be my favorite part of everything. But overall, I don't want to give any spoilers for those out there that have not seen it that want to, because yeah. I don't believe in doing that. But let me say that I loved it. The favorite song of mine was No Good Deed. That was by Elphaba, Cynthia Erivo. So let me say that. And I will leave it there because I don't want to give any spoilers.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to go because it's one of those things, you know, big screen, certainly want to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, and we saw it in IMAX. Like my wife accidentally, it was for, because my daughter went with one of her friends and they went to a movie at the local theater where we're at, and now we went to the IMAX, but this is one that we had to see kind of in like full surround sound, and yeah. I'm glad that we did.
Yeah, we don't have that fancy IMAX in my.
Oh, we done had to go out of our neighborhood to go get that. We ain't got none of that rich money right there.
We don't have that fancy stuff in my neighborhood. I've never seen that IMAX.
Man, we had to go all the way down to Eden Prairie, man. I tell you what, we don't have none of that.
Well, yeah, stuff. I mean, for sure, Eden Prairie's got that stuff. Up Champlin Way, we don't have that IMAX stuff.
Yeah, it was.
That wouldn't sell up here.
No, it's just all the pores up there in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I mean, we just got that Dolby. we got that Dolby surround sound up here. No, we have a nice theater, and I am looking forward to it. And that's the thing about sites like Rotten Tomatoes, because
is that a university? I've gone past that.
No, but I think the movie review site, you know, Rotten Tomatoes,
yeah,
they get all these critics and all these people weighing in, and they kind of rate it, and I take all of that with a grain of salt.
Yeah,
because
you have to.
It's like, I like the story. I like what they did. I think the visuals are going to be very well done. I'm sure it's visually stunning. And I think that's the magic of the movies. And I think, you know, as this ties back to the original Wizard of Oz, and whenever that's on television, the original, way back in 1939, they made this. I think 39 was the year the Wizard of Oz
came out, it was 39, yes.
And you still see this today and think what a miracle that was and how magical it was in the depths of the Depression for people to go to a movie theater in the escapism and all the tough times and the terrible things brewing in Europe leading to World War II. And you go in and the Wizard of Oz, as we all know, starts out as black and white, the tornado and Kansas and all of that sort of stuff. And then it makes that switch to color. And I still think of the magic of that and what that was like. Maybe folks had never seen a color motion picture. That maybe The Wizard of Oz was the first time people had experienced that. And I kind of think of that, and Wicked in that way was very magical in the visual effects. It's like when she was when they were getting ready to leave for Oz and the train showed up. I thought that was insane how cool that was.
Yeah,
who imagined that?
You know, one thing I do like when you're talking about the visuals is the ability to have the visuals current using AI, but also, like, especially
all the modern effects.
Absolutely. But what they did with this is, Steve, I felt they were able to tie in parts of the original Wizard of Oz. And granted, I thought there were, like, little Easter eggs. And I'm like, ooh, that's good. Ooh, that's good. Because it kind of gets you thinking, okay, what's the next Easter egg that they're going to put out there? It's not just you're sitting there and, you know, it's the visuals and it's the music and everything. It's the storytelling. But you're also looking for those little hidden messages. And to me, that's it turned it into kind of more of a, hey, you don't want to miss anything because it's analytical. And if I miss something, this might be a precursor to something else. And then you start to figure out, even though we've heard the story and we know what the story is, you want to figure out if maybe you can figure out how it gets from where it's at to the end of the story. And if they, you know, throw in a few different curveballs or changes every now and then.
Yeah, and, you know, something that was brought up in some of the reviews, and I wanted to ask you about it, and final thought about Wicked for Good, big blockbuster sequel in the theaters right now. You know, it kind of, in a lot of different, kind of a dark turn on, you know, the original story. And I think there is an inevitability because of, you know, where these characters go, if you will. I thought that darker turn was inevitable, so for anyone to point that out, well, yeah, right? I mean, did you think it took a darker turn in Wicked for Good?
I don't think they did anything that was over the top in terms of the character or the storytelling. We know what the story is. Like, the Wizard of Oz, at its core, is kind of a dark story, if you think about it. So you can't, to me, you do a really good thing with branding the pink and Glinda for, you know, Glinda the Good and the Wicked Witch Elphaba in green. You've got a very distinct branding there. But in terms of the darkness of the story, you can't make this light and rainbows and puppies and kittens and butterflies and unicorns. Like, that's not what this story is.
Because it turns into the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yes. It's like, the whole point of Wicked is evil. You know what I mean?
You have
to turn that. So, yeah, I didn't think it was over the top. And if you enjoyed the first one, then you will, in all intents and purposes, enjoy the second one. I enjoyed it. I'm glad that I went.
And do I get the large popcorn with the movie butter?
Yes, but I will say I went to go get the large popcorn, but they didn't put, I had to put my own butter on it.
Oh, really?
They got the
spigot out by the soda.
Yes, but then the problem is you use the spigot. Yeah, but then the problem is you put the butter on the top, but then you have to try and shake it to get to the butter to the bottom. And then you have the top of it that's really buttered, and then you've got dry popcorn underneath. So I actually buttered it, and then I kind of shook it, buttered a little bit more, right before the movie started.
And once again, we're using butter in air quotes here.
Yeah, I actually, Steve, ran back out to the lobby to hurry up and grab some more butter so I could butter the bottom half of my popcorn. And I got a text from my daughter. She's like, where are you going? You should have done this earlier. Because she was afraid I was going to miss part of it, but I didn't, but yeah, go to a movie theater that puts the butter on for you because they mix the butter in. Don't put the butter on yourself because then you got a bunch of butter on the top and you got dried popcorn on the bottom, and it's just, you know.
My dad has the greatest movie theater popcorn hack of all time. He and my mom still go to a fair number of movies. They're regular moviegoers. What he does is he gets the little spray butter thing. You've seen those, the pump butter spray?
Yep, I've got that.
And what he does is he gets, you know, the smaller size, and he'll have my mom put it in her purse, and then he'll order the popcorn and a soda. And then he'll go into the theater and just have the regular, not have them put the movie butter on it. but actually bring the popcorn into his seat, and then he'll get out the little spray bottle and then spray a little butter on it and then eat, and then if he needs more, he gets the spray bottle. So if you go to the movie with my dad, every now and then you'll hear the ch-ch-ch.
There you go. I love
kid
it.
You not. But I've never been in a theater where someone's turned around and said, shh, stop the ch-ch. But, yeah, he applies his own butter in movie.
I love it.
How big time is that?
Oh, that is balling
that,
right there.
That's big league movie theater.
Your dad's a baller. Your dad is a popcorn baller. He's a boss.
By the way, got a quick story. We'll circle back around to sports to close it out. Paul Skeens got some money. I know you're worried about Paul Skeens, NL Cy Young Award winner, stuck with the Pirates for now. We'll get into that in a moment. It is a late show. Steve in for Henry. I'm back tomorrow night. Chris Tubbs off for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Movie theater hack. I talked about my dad bringing in the butter spray, put his own on as he enjoys the ch-ch-ch. Here's one on The Wizard of Oz. My late mother saw The Wizard of Oz in the theater in 1939. She said, I'll never view any sort of remake. I want to keep the original in my memory. Yeah, The Wizard of Oz, it's just... It's a masterpiece, but I enjoyed Wicked as well. I honor the original, The Wizard of Oz, and what a unbelievable piece of filmmaking it was for the time, but I thought Wicked was pretty good, and I'll go see Wicked for good. Here's one. Bring a paper bag to the theater, and if you dump some of the popcorn in, butter what's left and keep buttering as you're dumping the popcorn back into the bucket. It works great. Mm. Man, I like the butter technique. People take this stuff pretty seriously.
You have to. There's a reason why movie theater popcorn is like crack.
Yeah, it is. I don't know so much about that, but I got to have the big soda and the big pail of popcorn. And then my wife sits somewhere else. Oh, she doesn't want to be a part of that. Hey, a big thanks to everybody for joining us on the show. Once again, back tomorrow night. Henry's got some time off. Matthew Collar in Friday night from Purple Insider. Chris, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, dude. And I'll catch you on Monday.
Yeah. I guess I'm in early next week as
Monday,
well.
Monday,
Henry.
Tuesday, baby.
Monday and Tuesday. Let's put it on the calendar.
We'll do it.
Once again, weather-wise, snow moving into the metro. Winter storm warning ends tomorrow at 9. Take care out there. Once again, 2 to 6, more in the north, less in the south. Once again, take it easy. Winter storm warning in effect until 9 tomorrow here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.